From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Haiti, despite aid efforts from around the world, urgent needs are still being met piecemeal. Makeshift medical clinics, most of them outdoors, are struggling to cope with the injured, often with few or no medical supplies. And people trapped under rubble are being rescued by their neighbors. NPR's Greg Allen was at a hospital in the capital, Port-au-Prince, today. He met a young woman there who was pulled from the wreckage of her home 3 days after the quake.
It's a chaotic scene at the General Hospital in Port-au-Prince. Patients who were being treated when the earthquake hit now line the streets and fill the park across from the hospital. They've been joined by people injured in the earthquake, many with terrible injuries and lying on the ground on blankets. Into that desperate scene today, several men came carrying a young woman, partially clothed and covered in dust. They lay her down gently on a wooden pallet under a tree. Dennis Bondi said she'd just been pulled from underneath her home's rubble.
They find her in the downtown. They hear her voice. She cried, help, 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 and they find her.
Her name is Roberta Joashi. She works at Haiti's National Library and appears to be in remarkably good shape. She's weak and dazed, probably dehydrated after 3.5 days trapped in her home's wreckage. She says her hand hurts and her back, but she's able to sit up and talk a little.
She was on the bed when the thing happened, but she doesn't understand what happened really. And then when thinking, she's begging to call Jesus, Jesus, and the house collapsed.
Bonnie had just arrived in the park as Joashi was brought in, but immediately pulls out a rare commodity in Port-au-Prince these days, a working cell phone.
You calling your family?
Yeah. You want to say the family, she's alive.
Bonnie says she told him her family lives in Gonaive, a town far from Port-au-Prince and largely unaffected by the earthquake. She asked Bonnie to call her closest contact in Port-au-Prince, the pastor of her church. It's a call that's ultimately unsuccessful.
Yeah, but I tried to contact one of them. You see, I make a call for her, but the people he told me to call is die. He's another people to take the phone. He said the pastor is die.
Until a few minutes ago, Dennis Bonnie, Roberta Joashim, and the people who helped pull her from the rubble were all strangers. But although it's a nation of 9 million people, Haiti is something like a small town, where friendships and family connections matter, and where, especially now, nearly everyone feels a close kinship. Bonnie stays on the phone calling friends from Gonaive, asking them to spread the word to her family that Roberta Joashim, a young woman from the provinces, is alive. Greg Allen, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.